Sometimes a singular event can change the trajectory of one's life. So it was with Douglas Lowe, who was a college freshman when the Twin Towers fell in New York. The image of those buildings collapsing stuck with Lowe, who after graduating from college joined the CIA with one central goal, getting to Afghanistan and becoming involved in covert action. Lowe describes in detail his activities with the CIA in his book, Left of Boom, How a Young CIA Case Officer Penetrated the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Once in Afghanistan, he was able, through painstakingly hard work, to identify clandestine operations overseas. But all was not rosy with his assignment, and he found the bureaucratic red tape, agency complacency, and inability to combat the local Taliban frustrating. Lowe's way of overcoming that frustration was to begin to dress like natives, master local customs and dialect, develop sources, and work on severing terrorist networks. His approach confounded his colleagues and won him a few enemies. Lowe's account of what happened during his journey is not one story, but in fact several, that include his telling of how he took down a major IED network in Afghanistan, defining his and his colleagues' resilience, and detailing his interaction with special forces in the intelligence community. Although the book is an interesting and cleverly constructed tale, it is not without significant problems. A large portion of the text is redacted, and entire sections of the book are simply blacked out, supposedly to keep from revealing U.S. secrets or implicating past or current CIA operatives. One other shortcoming of the book centers around the constant discussions of the author's girlfriends and his multiple romances. Some of these appear a bit sophomoric. However, there is no question that Lowe's CIA assignment and his diligence and hard work resulted in unprecedented success, including the removal of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from power. All in all, Left of Boom is an interesting, if unpolished, narrative. The blacked-out, redacted sections of the book unfortunately take away from what could have been a tremendous real-life tale, leaving the reader with a story that seems a bit unfinished. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.